Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Go grab a Dunkin' and welcome in as we sit here this morning. It's freezing cold here in Western Pennsylvania. We welcome in Sean O'Hara, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at SeanO'Hara60. Check him out. And we welcome Sean in right now. Sean, very good morning to you. How's everything?
Top of the morning to you all. I'm glad to hear you guys are running on Dunkin'. I got a cup of it myself. Of course, it's an Irish coffee, but
yeah,
nice.
Hey, that's what Irish Americans run on.
Yes, absolutely. Get after it.
Enough of it, or you run right into a wall, Sean.
Yes, got to do what you got to do.
Run through the wall.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: as you're a Jersey guy, have you given into the snowblower yet, or are you a shovel guy? Where are you on the snow removal?
Oh, great question. Yeah, I've always been a little intimidated by the snowblower, so I don't have one, and it's funny, the last couple of years I've been contemplating getting one, but
same.
Then I think if I have one, now I have to go out in the early morning and start it up and go. So, you know what, it's just, by the time you get that thing revved up and going, I just shovel. I count it as a workout.
Yeah.
I layer up, and I go to town, and I just try to break a sweat.
There we go. We talked about this the last couple of days, because it snowed a bunch here in Pittsburgh, and it's like, and plus, you're that guy then who feels obligated to help your neighbors out. Not that that's a bad thing, but like once you do it once, then you're that guy. It's like the guy with the truck.
Right, yeah, you don't want to get trapped in that. Look, I'm a great neighbor. I'll pick up your newspaper if I see it. I'll take your empty trash can down, but don't ask me to do any heavy lifting.
Yeah. No,
yes.
And you're right. It's a whole hell of a lot better than pedaling nowhere on the Peloton for 20 minutes or whatever it is. Like, get out there and shovel and move around.
That depends on who your instructor is.
No, that's a fair point. We also discussed that the other day. There are some that I'll gladly pedal with for 45 minutes to an hour.
My wife would leave me for this Cody Rigsby guy. She would leave me for him.
He's not leaving.
She would absolutely leave me for him. No question.
I'm an Alex Toussaint guy.
Yep.
Give me my rhythm. Give me my hip-hop.
I like it.
Well, let's get to these games. Who's the best team left and why?
Ooh. Okay. Right out of the gates. Look, I think what the Chiefs are doing right now is pretty damn special. When you just look, playoff football is usually the best teams in the NFL, and it's the best defenses. And what they have been able to do, I mean, they flip the switch. You know, they're almost like an NBA team that waits till the fourth quarter and then just turn it on. And they're so veteran enough at all the right positions to be able to do that. But 84 points in two games, that's hard to beat. You know, I mean, obviously the Bills had them against the ropes, and it looked like they had victory in their grasp. But I think the Chiefs right now, you know, just how well they're doing on offense, and while their defense is giving up some points and giving up some big plays, I think that they have they've got a two-headed monster right now in pass rush with Melvin Ingram and with Frank Clark. That's how you win championships, and they know it firsthand because that's how they lost last year against Tampa Bay. They couldn't protect the quarterback.
Well, and the quarterbacks in particular in the AFC, I mean, Mahomes and Burrow this weekend, but, you know, Josh Allen, we saw that performance last weekend. He didn't make it into the playoffs, but Justin Herbert, I think, qualifies as that upper echelon, maybe that second tier right below Mahomes and Allen is Burrow and Herbert. And then you've got you get Derek Carr, Lamar Jackson tier, maybe. Can you win in the AFC for the next few years if you don't have one of those quarterbacks?
No, I mean, absolutely not. And you know, I think when you look at not just that division, but it's, you know, the AFC right now, it's funny because I used to think back in the day AFC was more of a defensive-oriented conference, and, you know, it was, you know, a lot of 3-4 defenses and everybody just beat you up. And the NFC was kind of like the finesse, fast-break offense. And now, you know, it feels like it's upside down from that comparison. But, yeah, I think, you know, when you look at what they're doing with all those young guns, you know, that's why it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure you guys broke the news already about Denver hiring Nathaniel Hackett. It'll be interesting to see what Denver does with the quarterback position.
This Sunday, six-hour edition of NFL Game Day Morning airs 9 a.m. our time, NFL Network. Check out Sean on that and everything else on NFL Network. You know what, though, Sean, and all this quarterback talk, Jimmy G just won't go away. He keeps finding a way, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I like Jimmy G. I've always been a fan of his. He's been an underdog, you know, out of the gate from Eastern Illinois. My dad went to Eastern Illinois, so I've got a little bit of a connection with him there. But I think when you just look at, like, the quarterback position is so tough to play, not just physically but mentally. And I think he doesn't get enough credit for mentally how well he handles the game. Look, there. Every game, I feel like there's at least one or two throws where you're like, oh, boy, that could have been an interception, or, oh, what was that? And you know what? I think that's just Jimmy is just – he's okay with pulling the trigger. He's like, look, I'm going to pull – this ball is coming out. And, you know, sometimes he gets in trouble, and sometimes he makes a big throw. But, yeah, I think he's perfect for that team, you know, and for their mindset right now. They are – I think they're probably the most physical team in the playoffs right now. And when you look at it, it's not just defense, it's offensively. They beat you up. I mean, they literally, they will find a weak point in your defense and they will exploit it. They will attack it, whether it's Kyle Juszczyk, whether it's George Kittle, or both of them coming in motion. Trent Williams is body bagging people left and right. That offense is so much fun to watch when you turn on the tape. And guess what? You never, next thing you know, you see Trent Williams in playing fullback down the goal line. What defensive player wants to stand in front of Trent Williams with a 7-yard head start and try to take him on? It's like having the fridge, William the Fridge Perry playing running back. So, I think the style that they're playing is pretty fun. And this Rams-Niners game, I mean, when you look at how explosive the Rams are on defense against this 49ers offense, this is going
to
be fun.
Let me bring it back to Jimmy G specifically for a second, Sean. Can they, if they go to a Super Bowl with him, can they still continue this succession plan of moving on from him this offseason and handing the keys to Trey Lance?
I think it's inevitable that Jimmy Garoppolo is not there next year. I think the wheels are already in motion for that. The future is not Garoppolo. He knows that. And I think that's why it's really important for him to play well right now because, look, there are teams that would love to have Jimmy Garoppolo. And so a little bit of an audition. You know, and I think for him, man, what better way to go out than on top, you know, if that's the case. You know, and the thing for them is really, when I say he fits this offense really well, it's because they're not asking him to throw the ball 43 times. You know, you put him in Cincinnati's offense, maybe it's a little bit different. Like, he does a great job. I think he's a really accurate passer with a lot of the intermediate stuff. Maybe not so much with the deep ball throwing, but that you don't see them doing that a ton. And I think that's why he fits that offensive scheme so well because, look, he can throw darts, you know, here and there, and he can hit guys in stride and let guys get yards after the catch. Where he gets in trouble is, okay, now we're down 17 points, and everybody knows we've got to air it out, and you got to beat somebody, you know, in 5- and 7-step drops in the pocket. And do it consistently, that's where there are some struggles.
All that said, would he work here in Pittsburgh, draft capital that would have to be moved, take that out of the equation?
Yeah, I think he absolutely could. I mean, when you look at what Najee Harris has brought to the offense, obviously with Juju and with Chase, how about Freiermuth stepping up? You know, I mean, I think this offense, if you're a quarterback, there's a lot to like. You know, I thought the young offensive line, you know, did a nice job as the season progressed a little bit. You know, you saw them kind of grow a little bit. So I think that could be a big play. Look, and don't get it twisted that he's a California kid and he's been out in San Fran. I mean, look, he played in New England, he played at Eastern Illinois, so he's not foreign to you know, some hand warmers and a couple of frozen bowls.
Sean O'Hara joining us here. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Now, listen, you lined up when you were a player against a bunch of dogs, mean, nasty. I mean, get in, you guys. Tell me what you see when you see Aaron Donald play football, and what would it be like to line up against that guy? I mean, we marvel at him because he's a kid from around here, and we know him, and we know his weight room stuff and whatever, but he never stops beating the hell out of people.
To quote John Rambo, your worst nightmare. So literally, to take you into the huddle of an offensive lineman, when you're playing the Los Angeles Rams and you call, and the play is called, like, there's a little bit of you-know-what that comes out when you know the slide is going away from you and you're going to be one-on-one with Aaron Donald. Like, there's a little pee that comes out. And it's like, oh, boy. And if it's 3rd and 9, forget about it. It might be the whole bladder. I think when you break the huddle and you're walking to the line, every offensive lineman is scanning the defensive front to say, like, all right, is he on my side? No. And if he's on the other side, you're like, okay, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that nightmare. He's just such an unbelievable blend of strength, quickness, acceleration, and he's got great hands. I mean, Aaron Donald, you will never see him without his hands inside of an offensive lineman's hands. He goes right to the chest. He's so good with him. And once he stabs you with his hands, he's so quick with his counter move. He's John Randall-like. I think he's even quicker than John, but we call him an ass-kicking leverage machine because in football, low man wins. Well, you can't get lower than Aaron Donald. So he's all up in your guts already. So I think that's, you know, that's one of the toughest things for offensive linemen to handle is a shorter, squatty, or D lineman that has great leg drive and great power. And then now they're moving them all over the field. You know, when they played the Bucs, you know, Tristan Wirfs was out. Guess where he was lined up? He was lined up over the back of right tackle. So he can play end. He can play inside. He can play nose tackle. He can really impact the rush from anywhere. And then when you're focusing on him, you've got Von Miller and Leonard Floyd on the other side that are teeing off on your tight ends and tackles. So, yeah, that's a three-headed monster up front. And I think for Aaron Donald, if I'm an old lineman and I'm playing against him, I'm telling my offensive coordinator, look, if you don't run three screens and three draws in, like, the first 10 plays, we're going to have a fight.
Yeah, I'm retiring. I'm going to retire like AB. I'm out of here.
He is teeing off on everybody. Let's use that to our advantage. Get him in the backfield, and let's make him think about something else. And then Bruce Arians, who I love to death, you know, like what he would do to a guy like Aaron Donald, he'd say, okay, in the first 5 plays, we're going to run wham, we're going to run trap, we're going to run toss crack, and we're going to bring a receiver in, we're going to crack the 3 technique or wherever he's at. We're going to hit this dude from every single angle because I want him using his peripherals on the snap of the football, and I want him just teeing off on our quarterback.
Sean O'Hara, the best. Sean, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it. Check it out. 6-hour edition of NFL Game Day Morning airs 9 o'clock. NFL Network starting on Sunday. Sean, thank you so very much.
All right, thanks, boys. Stay warm.
Thanks, Sean. You too.
Absolutely. Great stuff, as always, from him.
A little bit of pee comes out.
The mixes of X's and O's and entertainment from him is just perfect.
Yeah.
He's so good.
It's great. I got a text just a minute ago from a friend. He's like, this is the best ever.
Oh, he's incredible. He just takes you in and gives you real talk. That's why we love having Sean on our show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.